My name is Abby Davis, and I am 18 years old. Today is October 2nd, 2018, and I'm speaking with my friend, Dylan Krantz, and we are recording this interview in Radford, Virginia. Dylan, can you tell me who your parents were?
My parents were Corey and Crystal Krantz.
Can you tell me about them?
My mom is 35 years old, and she's a nurse. And my dad is 33 years old, and he works for the railroad.
Do you have any siblings?
Yeah, I have a little brother. He's 14 years old.
Are you close with him?
Yeah, pretty close. Now that I've moved away to college, not as much, but we still talk a lot.
Where are you from?
I'm from Bedford, Virginia.
Can you tell me what your hometown's like?
It's a small town, a lot of mountains. It's a very rural area, not a lot to do.
What do people like to do for fun there?
Well, we've got a lot of cool places to go hiking there because we've got so many mountains. And then we're about 45 minutes away from Lynchburg and Roanoke, so just got two decent sized cities with plenty of stuff to do if you're down for a drive.
Did you play any sports growing up?
Yeah, I played football and baseball since I was 5 up until I was in high school. And then once I got into high school, I changed to track and ran track throughout high school. And now that I'm in college, I'm on the ultimate frisbee team.
Oh, well, you just answered my next question. Do you play any sports at the college you go to?
Yeah, I'm on the club ultimate frisbee team.
Are you currently enrolled at any college or university? I guess you just answered that.
Yeah,
so.
I go to Radford.
Do you watch any professional sports?
I watch all of the professional sports. Not really, but I'm big into sports. I watch the NBA and NFL like I'm an addict, and I know everything about everything when it comes to football or basketball.
Which sport's your favorite, I guess?
That's like picking between two children. I don't know if I can answer that.
Who are your favorite teams and why?
I'm a fan of the New England Patriots in the NFL because when I was 5, I played for the West Side Patriots as Pee Wee football. And so I saw them on TV and they were the Patriots and I was like, oh, cool. And then I'm a Celtics fan when it comes to the NBA because the Patriots are from Boston, and so I just decided to stick with Boston and go with the Celtics once I got into basketball.
Do you have any favorite players?
Yeah, so Tom Brady is my favorite football player. He's the greatest ever. Don't ever question it. Really loved Rob Gronkowski until he retired. Julian Edelman's another one of my favorites. Devin McCourty. And in basketball, I love Jason Tatum, Marcus Smart. They're all players for the Celtics. And, yeah.
Do you follow any college teams?
I'm not as big into college sports as I am professional sports. I watch a little bit. Like, I'll watch, like, the good games, like, you know, like a really good ranked game or the playoffs or stuff like that. But I don't watch, like, every week like I do NFL or NBA, because most of the time it's just like Alabama beating somebody 60-0, and it's no fun.
There's an active debate about whether college students should get paid or not. Do you have an opinion on that?
Yeah, so college athletes definitely should get paid.
Why do you think that?
Because basically they are performing and putting their bodies on the line, risking injury, and everybody in the NCAA is making money off of somebody else's name. Like a few years ago, Tim Tebow was the number 3 selling jersey in the entire world when he played for the Florida Gators, and he didn't make a single dollar off of any of it.
The state of California just recently announced that they're allowing NCAA athletes to make money off their names. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I feel like it should be legalized in every state, and that the NCAA is eventually going to have to change the rule because people are starting, like, it's a big debate, and everybody is, it's a big argument when it comes to human rights, making money off of somebody else's name and not allowing them to make any money off of it, and some other things have come up when it comes to it, like the NBA has introduced a few new leagues that isn't the NCAA that allows kids that would be going to college to perform and get paid, and they can actually enter the draft that way instead of going to college, so they can actually make money off of it rather than being forced to go to school and not getting any money off of it.
Would you be satisfied if all states followed in California's footsteps? Why or why not?
Kind of just explained, but yeah, everybody, I just feel like it's like morally not right to make money off of somebody else and them not make any money. That's like, you know, Tom Cruise playing Mission Impossible, and, or like a better example, like a kid, like let's say the kids from Stranger Things playing, like recording the show and everything like that and acting and everything, but because they're kids, they can't make any money off of it.
Do you think that the athletes want to be paid?
Absolutely. It's like a huge deal. Every time I go on Twitter or anything like that, like players are tweeting about it, and NCAA players actually get in trouble if they talk about stuff like that, but professional players talk about it a lot, how college athletes should get paid. And Tim Tebow actually just recently went on a rant that went kind of viral. I told you earlier that he was the number 3 selling jersey in the world a few years ago, but he said he didn't want to make money off of it. He's a big, like, Tim Tebow's a big thing he was famous for is he was, like, big into God, and he was like a really humble dude and everything like that, and he said he wanted all the money to go towards his team, but nobody else feels that way, because the team gets plenty of money. The NCAA actually makes over $800 million a year, and they're giving the athletes like 0% of it. They're giving them scholarships, but the athletes are risking injury, and if the athletes get injured while they're in college, like let's say, you know, Zion last year, if he snapped both his legs in half while playing for Duke, then he doesn't get drafted and he doesn't ever make any money off of, you know, he was the best player in college last year, and he wouldn't ever make money off of it because of their stupid rule.
Do you think the colleges want to pay the athletes?
No, they don't, because they're cheap and they want to make all the money, and Yeah, they just don't want to share.
Do you think colleges should be allowed to profit off their names when the athletes do not profit from them? You've kind of explained.
Wait, what?
Do you think colleges should be allowed to profit off of their athletes' names when the athletes themselves cannot profit from them?
Well, I mean, I still think they should profit too, like, because they're giving the athletes a platform to perform, but, like, the fact that they're giving them nothing is crazy because, you know, more people go to the national championship game than people go to the Super Bowl, and all these kids out there the same age as us are performing and putting their bodies on the line. They make no money off of it. And, yeah, they're just kind of risking, they're putting their whole careers at risk over it.
Some people argue that student athletes actually are getting paid through scholarships and grants. What do you think about that?
Well, that is true, but like I've said, like, there is a big risk of college athletes getting injured while they're playing, and the scholarship wouldn't mean anything at that point because the university can revoke your scholarship at any point, and it's actually happened multiple times that athletes will get injured and the schools will take their scholarships away because they can't play anymore. And so if you're a really good athlete that's supposed to go to the NFL or something and you're wasting your time playing college football, not making any money off of it, and you get hurt, then they take your scholarship away and you never made a dime off of your talent. And yeah.
How much do you think the athletes should get paid?
I'm not sure exactly how much they should get paid. I feel like it should be like a, not like a normal hourly pay like most jobs have, maybe like a, everybody should get paid a certain amount per semester, like a salary, and then maybe, like professional athletes, they make a certain percent of money off of their jersey sales. So like, this would make it so the less famous athletes wouldn't make as much as, you know, like the big pro athlete, like the big athletes that are really drawing attention or drawing crowds in, like the ones everybody wants to see. So, you know, everybody gets paid, but let's say like Zion last year gets paid more than, you know, some bench player that plays at Radford. It's all got to be like subjective based on, you know, how many people come to a game, just like a certain percentage of how much money the school makes off of these games and stuff like that. And then on top of that, like the individual merchandise that people buy.
On a more personal note, do you have a job right now? And if you do, where do you work?
Yeah, I have a job right now. I deliver pizzas for Domino's.
How much do you work a week?
I just work like 10, 15 hours a week just for a little bit of extra money while I'm in school. And then I work more over breaks in summer. Like in summer, like I work about 34 hours or so a week.
How old were you when you got your first job?
I got a job way back when I was, it's actually illegal for me to have a job. I was 14, I didn't have a worker's permit yet, and then I turned 15, got my worker's permit. I worked at a crappy grocery store called Vista Food, made minimum wage. My grandma worked there, and that's how I got the job, and I couldn't even drive yet. I had to get driven there every day, so I've been working, like, for the past, like, 5 years now.
Where have you worked since then?
Let's see. So, I worked for Vista, and then I went and worked for Food Lion, made 25 cents more an hour. And then, I went and worked for this, it was a weird, kind of like a pyramid scheme. It was, Cutco Cutlery. I sold kitchen knives. Like, I would go, not door to door, but I would make appointments with people, and I would go to their house and, like, display these knives and kitchen cutlery and, like, try to get them to buy them. And if they did, I would make a certain amount. Like, I think it was, they started me off at, like, 10%, like, commission, and then 15, 20, 25, and then 30. So, but that, I didn't really like that. That was weird. And so then I went and started working at Cracker Barrel. I was a waiter there. Made pretty good money, but I was basically like a slave because servers get treated pretty poorly and we had to do a lot. And so now I work for Domino's, which is cool because I make just as much money as I did at Cracker Barrel, but it's way easier.
Are you content with how much money you've made at all of the places you worked?
Well, when I made minimum wage, it sucked, but I mean, that was like my first two jobs, so it's understandable. And ever since then, like, I've been making pretty good money, so I can't really complain.
If it's not too personal, how are you planning to pay for college?
I'm basically planning to pay all my student loans by myself. Like, my parents, they're about a middle class family, so they're not going to let me die if I can't pay for, they're not going to let me starve or anything if I can't pay for them. But their plan, for the most part, is I'm paying them all by myself. So, yeah, that's why I'm kind of trying to work right now, and so I can save up some money. So when I do graduate and have to pay off these student loans, I'm not too insanely overwhelmed, and I have a little bit of, I have some money saved up just in case.
Do you think having to work your way through college has any effect on your opinion on whether or not college athletes should get paid?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they don't really have time to have a job or anything like that. I mean, they have practice every day after class. Like, they have a certain amount of credits they have to do in order to be eligible for the draft. I think it's 16, so 15 or 16. So they have to take as many credits as we do, plus they have practice every day after school. And then on top of that, they don't get to, you know, have their weekends to go out and have fun with friends or study or whatever. Like, they, on Fridays, they're either going to bed early, getting ready for the game the next day, or they're on a plane about to play the game tomorrow. So they're traveling everywhere, and then Saturday they're actually playing their game, and then Sunday they're on their way back. So they have so much stuff going on that, like, that this is basically a full-time job commitment, almost pretty much more than that, like, and they're not getting paid anything for it.
Do you think you would be able to keep the job that you have right now if you played a D1 sport here at Radford?
Absolutely not. Like, I have, I'm on the club frisbee team, and we have practice 3 times a week for 2 hours. And so I work so that's 3 days I can't work right there. And so I work two of the other four that I don't have Frisbee. And then the other two are basically dedicated to schoolwork or hanging out with friends or family. So I would not have anything close to the amount. I would definitely not be able to keep a job if I was a D1 athlete.
How many student athletes do you think have jobs?
I've got to say almost none. Like, it's almost impossible to be able to have a job when, you know, when you're traveling like that and then you have practice every day. I mean, they have meal plans and stuff like that, just like we do here, so it's not like they're dying, but, like, they don't have any way to save any money or anything like that because they don't make money off what they're doing.
What do you think the kids do who don't have direct financial support?
I guess they just live off the meal plan and pray they don't get injured, because if they do, they're not going to have any money saved up to, you know, they're going to have to stick to, they're either going to have to drop out or they're going to have to stick going to college, and they're going to have to pay for it now because their scholarship is going to get taken away. And also, it doesn't happen, I don't think it happens much for, like, the lesser famous college athletes, but I know for a fact, like, there's been multiple leaked reports and everything like that about big schools paying these big-time college athletes money under the table, like, illegally. Like, the number one pick in the NBA draft last year, DeAndre Ayton, it got exposed that he was paid, like, it was either $500,000 or something like that to attend the University of Arizona. And he wasn't planning on going there, but they said, and they told him in an interview that they'd given that much money, and he ended up going there and playing a season and getting drafted number one overall. And then it got leaked, and the University of Arizona got fined, like, a lot of money and was investigated and everything like that. And that's not the only report that I know of. Like, I know of other ones. I can't think of them off the top of my head. But if stuff like that is getting leaked, then you know it happens, like, more often than that. And, you know.
Do you know what the one-and-done rule is, and do you think it should be revoked?
Yeah, so the one-and-done rule is basic. It got implemented by the NCAA, like, 15 years ago. It was, like, the year after LeBron got drafted in so it was 2003, so it got put in, like, 2004. So, it's basically a rule that, it's not the NCAA's rule. It's the NBA or the NFL's rule that a player has to go to at least one, like, they have to play for one season in college before they're eligible to get drafted. And, yeah, I think it should be revoked because these players are risking getting injured for no reason. They're, you know, Zion almost snapped his ankle in half last year when his shoe ripped, and, you know, so he could have lost out. As soon as he got drafted, he signed a $100 million deal with Nike. It was, like, the biggest shoe deal ever for like, their first shoe deal. And so, yeah, it should be revoked because these players are risking injury for no reason and they're going for a year without getting paid when, I mean, all athletes aren't going to do it because all athletes aren't good enough to do it. But, like, Zion was ready to go into the league last year. He weighs more than anybody in the NBA, NBA except for one person, and that person is 7'3". So, like, he's a grown man, and he should have been able to go into the NBA last year and play instead of risking the whole season of getting hurt.
Do you think that professional athletes should make as much money as they do?
It's kind of a tricky question because morally, I don't think it's right that they get paid more than, like, you know, doctors, surgeons, like, all these really difficult, you know, all these really difficult jobs that help people and save people. So morally, I don't think they should get paid as much, but it's kind of the same situation as with actors or something like that, where they're partaking in something that makes so much money. Like, you know, for Avengers Endgame, Robert Downey Jr. was getting paid like $19 million just for that movie or something like that. And so in the NBA, you know, all these there's 82 games in a season, plus playoffs, plus, you know, all these jerseys being sold and everything, that these players are basically making all the money for the league, because if there's no players, there'd be no league. So people like LeBron, they get paid $36 million a year because, you know, tickets to each game on average probably like $300-$400, and if you fill up those seats every single game, 82 games regular season plus playoffs, like, that's an insane amount of money. And the main reason people are there are because of LeBron, or, you know, somebody like that, like Steph Curry, or in the NFL, like Tom Brady doesn't get paid that much, but like somebody like Aaron Donald, like, he gets paid a crazy amount for a defensive lineman, and that's just because they're the best and they draw crowds and they're the reason that all these people are paying money, so they have to make commission off of it pretty much. And even though it's morally not really right, they should make more than doctors or something like that. That's just kind of how it has to be. They can't go, like, not getting paid that much when they're making that much money for a franchise.
What would you say to somebody who thinks that college athletes should not get paid?
I mean, there's a lot of debate on the internet and everything about it. And I know most of their arguments, most of their arguments are stuff we've gone over already, like these athletes are getting free tuition and they're getting like a national stage to basically like audition for these NFL teams to so they can showcase their talents and get paid millions in the league. But they're not really taking into consideration all the factors of, like, what if these players get injured and then all these people in the NCAA are making all of this, like I was saying a minute ago, like, the reason professional athletes get paid so much is because of all the money they're making in the league. And it's the same, like, reason college athletes should at least get something. Like, they're making so much money for the school and the organization and the program and everything that, you know, like, it's just crazy to think that these players are dedicating basically their entire lives to the sport. Like, that they're putting in more hours a week than somebody with a full-time job, and like, they have to maintain a certain GPA and everything, taking a certain amount of credits, and go to all these practices, and they're not getting paid anything. So,
is there anything you'd like to add before this interview is over?
Nope, that's a mic drop.
All right, thank you so much, Dylan.